Love Talk Radio.
Her name is Odetta. In real life, her name is Odetta.
The show is Peggy. Her name is Peggy. So you're going to call her Peggy. You're going to address her as Peggy. That's what it is. She's Peggy. And that's the whole thing. We did a show on Peggy, literally. And you know, now she's...
Wait, what? A show on
Peggy? Oh, yeah, we did a show on Peggy. How she got her name.
Ooh.
But you know what? You know, listen,
we should replay
send
that.
Send me the link. I need to hear that.
Yeah, I'll let Greg do that. He has time. Listen, very important.
Obviously not. We learned that earlier. But, sorry. Back to your show, Hamadi. Back to your show.
Yeah, no, it's a very important topic because, you know, growing up, I can say personally, we might not have understood. We did understand no means no. I definitely did. I mean, well, I wasn't trying to push up on nobody like that. If I did, then there's either something crazy wrong with that person, the woman I was dealing with, or, you know, she was honestly, being young, you know, she was just, it wasn't willing to wait around for it. But with that being said, there's a lot of dudes, you know, and even as I got older, you got to the point where, you know, like I said, you wine and dine them, take them out, do all this. And then, you know, you feel like, in some way, you feel like you earned it, you know? And so,
what, for dinner? Dinner? You earn coochie?
No, no, I'm
dinner?
Saying if you let me finish, I know you like to jump in on conversations. Peggy,
I'm asking. I do.
She
like to peg her way through.
Trying to power her way through it, but the dump truck's talking right now, so stop me. She's feeling me, I'm feeling her. We go back to either her place, my place, we're settling down, we're watching TV, you know, we're cuddling, we're kissing, all that, you know what I mean? And then, you know, we try to take each other's clothes off, a little kissing, and she's like, nah. So this might go on for, I ain't gonna lie, I don't even remember who this was, but this might have gone on for hours this one time. You know, like, I'm talking until the sun came up. Like,
give
you're just kissing away, you're like, kissing to the point
the white
breath.
Flag.
Yeah, well, no, you don't wave the white flag. I'm here for something. We're here for something. We're not here to
wait.
We're,
so then,
we're
so what is it? Like you're a trick? So you trick on chicks to get this coochie at the end? That's
one.
That's
one we're
thing?
Talking about in the past. One we're talking about. In
I'm
the
not
past.
Saying right now.
Two,
I'm not saying you're a trick.
Two. Everybody's a trick at some point. Rather,
you know
what I
mean?
You're tricky no matter what. Even when you're quote unquote courting a lady. I know, speaking from the man's point, because that's all I can speak from. So. You're paying for it regardless, you know, rather than in terms of the time, because time is something
priceless.
You can't put a price tag on, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most invaluable things ever. So with that being said, either it's your time or you buying them a nice gift, you know, as a hi, happy to meet you or whatever, or you taking them out to a nice restaurant, you know, I guess, I mean, I was always paying for my meal. I was paying for her meal. To me, that's just how I was raised. So if I'm taking you out to eat, you know, I'm paying for your meal. That's what it is. And, you know, based on, this is going to sound crazy shallow, but it is what it is. Based on what my intentions were or, you know, where we were headed, that's what we're eating. You know what I mean?
If
you're a friend, you know, if we might have stopped at Arby's or Sonic or something real quick, just picked up a quick snack, kept it moving. But, you know, if you were somebody else interested, we might have gone to, you know, Banchetto's.
Sat down.
You know, we would have sat down. You know, we would have had the chef pull out a Hamadi special, you know what I mean? And we would have relaxed and really enjoyed our dinner. Yeah.
Did
and,
you
know,
just say a Hamadi special?
Yeah.
He did say that.
I was trying to gloss over that, yo.
Well, if you ever go to
Banchetto
Feast, you go to the bar, talk to my man Rigo, and say, listen, I want a Hamadi special. And about 15 minutes from then, you'll be feeling a little bit nice, and you'll be like, I want another one. And at that point, you should probably chill out. Yeah. But anyway, so listen, so, you know, you get to the point where I guess, and it's a reality, you know, like, back to my story, I was kissing this young lady until, like, your breath started interlocking with each other, you know what I mean? Where your lips start getting white around
your
the side, you know? You're kissing
Wait,
so
what?
Much. Your breath is hot because you're kissing so much. You're intimate. Yeah, you're starting to share breath, you know what I mean? Your body smells like my breath now because it's morning now. We started this at 1 in the morning. Now I'm kissing you all morning, all night. Like, come on, what are we doing here? So at some point you're like, you know what? I've been asked you, yo, can we do this like 20 times? So finally, yeah, you know, just go ahead. You know, I guess, you know, at first when we discussed this topic, full disclosure, right, when we talked about this, I was like, what? I don't understand what you're saying. But I had to think about it and, you know, put myself in that position because, you know, I have female friends that have come up to me and been like, I've been raped, or I've been in a situation where he just kept going and going, so I just gave up because I felt uncomfortable and I just wanted to get out of there. And
right.
And then, you know, Odetta, you know, brought it up that that's exactly what consensual rape is. It's where the young lady doesn't feel comfortable enough to say no anymore, and they just want to get out of there before something really, really bad happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
with that being said, we brought Arnitris on to talk. So I'm going to hand the floor over to Arnitris, and we're going to dive right into it, and she's going to share a little bit about her life with us. All right? So if Greg and Odetta don't have anything else to add, I'll let Arnitris take the floor.
No, I'm good.
Please,
Arnitris,
you have the floor.
For us, please.
Okay, well, I'm Arnitris Dowdy. I'm a published author of 3 books. I have an erotic romance novel out there called Dream Teeny, and I have 2 poetry books out there that are pretty much based on my life, the things that I've gone through. I think I like to have my readers get to know me a little bit, so I share a lot of me with them through my poetry. And I think that's how we got to this topic.
That's Rick or Greg. Yeah. As soon as you saw
I'm sorry, you
Instagram
said, you
poem,
said you're an erotic writer?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I heard that too. I also let
her finish. An erotic writer, you immediately got my, you piqued my interest immediately when you said erotic anything.
So
yeah,
it brought
not
you back
your
to camp days at RCC.
Not at your peak, right? There was nothing going on like that back then.
Those alone bathroom time. Be right back.
I was focused on sports. It was a sports academy.
Yeah,
okay.
We know.
Right.
Behind the bleachers. In the field house.
At Bay Camp.
Remember that time?
So we're gonna focus back on our interests.
That one time at Sports Academy camp behind the bleachers.
So Sports Academy. I was working on basketball, volleyball, and like I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Y'all are crazy. Lady says erotic writer, and you go into this tailspin about, you know, behind the bleachers, you know, with the water bottle. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Hold on, slow
she
down. She was about to get into
See,
the erotic
there you
stuff,
go.
And you stopped it.
Yeah, I write erotic fiction.
All right,
so you're an erotic dancer. Go ahead, back to what you're saying.
What?
I'm sorry,
Homer. Don't be
sorry.
That
was our secret, camper.
Oh, gosh.
You could be my private dancer.
Oh, wait, what?
We had to do it. It was kind of easy. Like, there was nothing to it.
I need to
say, it's a serious topic, and we're going to talk about it. Can we get there?
Okay. So, yeah, this topic was based off of a poem that I wrote. Would you guys like to hear it?
Please.
Okay, it's titled Stop. He said, let's talk. She entered the room. He touched her. She said, stop. She blocked him from kissing her as she tried blocking him from touching her. The more she said stop, the more aggressive he got. Stop. Please stop. Those words went unheard. She fell to her knees, hoping he'd stop. He would unzip, she'd zip, as she still pleaded, asking him to stop. He pushed her to the bed. She curled into a ball, hoping he'd stop as she continued asking him to stop. He unbuckled her belt as she tried to block him. He overpowered her, both pulling and tugging at her underwear as her cries for him to stop still went unheard. She stopped, hoping that he'd stop. He didn't. She fell to the floor, screaming out his name, asking him to stop. He then began to say, look at me. Look at me. How could she, as she managed to fix her clothes? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not going to rape you, he said after he stopped.
Trauma.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, that's traumatic.
I don't think any situation I've been in when, like, somebody was talking about kissing and hugging all night got into something crazy like that. Because that's really at the edge of raping someone and also being something very traumatic to someone.
Mm-hmm.
I think
what
Amadi was trying to portray is basically, you know, where we're in it, you're in it. Basically, you're taking off your clothes. You probably taking off my clothes. And we're ready to go. And then all of a sudden you say stop. And you're not leaving. You're still touching me, fondling me, so on and so on. So obviously in his head and also in my head too, I'm trying to get at her. I'm not stopping because she's not really stopping.
But even though you're hearing no, no, no,
yeah.
no, that doesn't, like, trigger something. Like, okay, let me just back up and stop. Like, chill. Like, how many times
Once again,
do you need
me
to
four
hear?
No.
Not,
you
right, like, how many times do you need to hear no?
No.
You gave me four no's.
Four is not
no.
enough? You still
no.
turned on? Like,
I'll be honest
still
with you,
turned
no.
on?
No.
Still ready to go?
No. Because,
no,
you know,
no,
it's crazy.
No.
I've been in a situation where women are like, I need you to be more aggressive. That's where it gets a little confusing, too, where a female's like, no, no means no, no means harder. No, and like what? Oh, well,
oh,
not really.
No, hell no.
But if I'm but if I'm fighting you off, telling you to stop, shouldn't that trigger something in your head to
right.
stop?
No, no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Listen,
right.
I'm not.
Hey,
I'm not
hey.
Everybody, I'm not the attacker. I'm not the aggressor.
No.
I'm saying, I'm simply stating, because I've been in situations, and I've also been in situations mm-hmm. afterwards where she's. I talked the next day to Shorty, and she's like. Yo, you were mad soft with me. Like, what's wrong with you? I didn't want you
Wait.
To know.
Yes.
Not tomorrow.
Oh, see,
like,
that's
you know
crazy.
What I'm
that's
and then
crazy
you gotta,
right
yeah, but this is a, this is a, so that's why we're having this discussion. That's why
mm-hmm.
this is that's why I even decided that this is a topic worth discussing. Because normally I let Odette and Greg just talk and be like, you know, this is not something I'm really gonna participate in. This is really dry and bland. But whatever, we'll do it for the culture, right? But the reality is that no,
Thank
that's
you,
not
Hamadi.
Acceptable. Because yeah, absolutely. Because you know sometimes y'all.
Yeah, he gave us a pass to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
So I'm like, how can we not discuss this? Because I'm not gonna have somebody call me the night after and be like, yeah, your performance was substandard, all because I was more worried about, you know, the fact that I was chewing on her nipple and she was like harder. And I'm like, yo, this shit ain't, you know, a Slim Jim. This ain't some beef jerky.
Slow down. You was chewing on the nipple?
You know what I mean? Like she's been rougher with me. What do you mean I should've been rougher with you? How much more rougher can I be with you? This is ridiculous.
Well, that's a special circumstance going on there. Where yeah, that's some
yeah.
wicked. I don't know. That's freaky.
Now,
yeah,
I would agree with
talking
you. I would agree with you if this was an isolated incident, but it wasn't.
Right.
I've had
really?
A number. Yeah, I've had a number of them. I went to school in North Carolina. I've had a lot of, not a crazy amount, but a fair amount of women that have been very aggressive. And, you know, like, you know, you got to.
But mixing signals like that? No. Okay, harder. Like, what?
Well, like I said, that's something totally different, Odette. I had a situation similar to Amadi. I'm with a girl. She's taking her shirt off, and I'm doing everything with her, and she tells me to stop. Okay, I stop. And 5 minutes later, she's back on top of me. So what am I supposed to do then?
Shit.
Oh, see.
You know what?
Right?
I'm going to back up because you're dangerous. Like, you're dangerous.
Hey,
you're hot.
You do.
Because
you're
giving
me
two answers.
You do.
Depending on how she may feel.
Dry hump.
You said what? He said dry hump.
I don't know what he said.
Yeah, you do most immature adults do. You dry hump. Just being honest.
Okay.
We're having a serious discussion, and that's what you do. You end up dry humping for like hours, and you're like, all right. So somebody's the adult and goes, this isn't working. Are we doing this or not? And that's when you know,
right.
like I've been in those situations too. You're not gonna hump me through my pants for hours either. That's not happening. We're not a strip club. You gotta go. Like that's not happening.
But Anitra, I don't think we're trying to downplay what the poem is actually saying. I think that is like we're saying is way extreme to what we're talking about here. You know, when I heard that poem, I was like, wow, that's pretty deep. That's pretty rough. I can't imagine a man doing that to a woman unless he has the intentions to raping her. But what's happening with us, with the lines getting blurred, is that a woman will say no, like Hamadi and I both said, but she would keep on being aggressive or saying, hey, you didn't try hard enough. You didn't do hard enough. Why did you stop? Why didn't you keep on going? I'm like,
what
we're supposed to do.
Well, see, I think that's the type of, I think, you need a safe word in that situation.
Word,
but I
like
think
what?
In a situation like that, that person can be into BDSM. Is that right? BDSM.
Mm-hmm.
A safe phrase that always worked on me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have my period. That shit always worked on me. We were done. We have to go no further after that.
Yeah,
that never worked on me. But
Anitra,
let me hear what you got to say.
Wait,
I don't know what
I'm
talking about.
Some
people
don't even care about that.
Hold on, nobody
but
Greg just said. He said that
this
stop.
I
want to
go back. Yeah, wait, what? You
want
a red light? You don't care to do that.
Say that. There's other things you can do.
Yeah, there are other things you can do. Some people are into that, where that's not going to stop people, especially if you're in a relationship, that's not going to stop them from trying to do it, you know.
You brought
up
a very good point.
I can see.
Arnitris, you brought up a very good point. In a relationship, see? That's another that's another variable
well,
in the whole equation.
That's another topic, but let her finish the daggone thought. I don't even hear what she's saying. Come on, Arnitris. Go ahead. Dump truck, you're all over the place. You give him to start the show, he just goes off, man.
Yes.
Dump truck got me all over.
Yeah, he got
but,
all over the place, man.
Oh, now he quiet. No. Oh, come
yeah, he
on.
Quiet now because he want to hear it.
I'm listening to you all sing my praises. Go ahead, keep going.
I forgot what I was saying.
I got dead all over the place. I'm making our needs.
No, you
more
said that it's the BDSM. BDSM.
Yeah,
with
BDSM, I think people are into
rape.
In that situation can be acceptable. That could be a fantasy that they want to play out.
Right.
But if you're not into BDSM, you don't, When I say no,
no.
I mean
so,
no.
No.
But if I'm saying
so,
in a playful way, then maybe, you know, what?
So what are we saying here that if Madi or I or any young man in that type of situation that we brought up, basically if the woman says no and then she comes back at us, and wants to get back at it, if we do go back in, we're raping them?
I'm not saying that.
No.
That's on her.
What you said, she invited you back. But if
she invited me back. But if I'm not inviting
you
back.
You zip them back. You pull up the shirt. She pull it down. No,
Peggy,
no, no.
Peggy, you're acting like her. You're acting like a dump truck now, Peggy. Let Nitra speak.
Am I time out now, too? What the fuck?
Yeah,
you down?
You got her on the show. Let her speak.
All right. I'll hurry up. Let me calm down.
Yeah,
no,
please.
if she's not inviting you back in, then you need to stop. But if she is inviting you back in, then you go back in.
But I'd be scared of that as well. Be smart. Don't get set up and get crazy, because that yes or no would make me nervous.
Yeah, yeah,
true.
It makes me nervous.
On and off, how's it going to end? At the end, how you going to feel?
At the end of the day, if she does say yes, and it's like, well, she's just doing it just so he can stop, how do we know that she's doing it just to stop or she's being playful with us? We don't know.
Why don't you just resolve to no and you stop? How about that? Why can't that just be a simple rule?
I've been in a situation where I was in a relationship, and there were times where I didn't want to have sex with my partner. And when I didn't want to have sex with him, it started an argument or it caused tension. So there were moments where he would get aggressive to try to take it, so to speak. And at that moment, that's when I would just give in and just lay there. And it's like, you're going to do whatever it is you're going to do? Go ahead and do it. And it's like after that, you kind of feel dirty, even though you feel nasty, even though it's your partner. But, you know, for your partner to not take into consideration that, okay, I'm not feeling this, but since you're feeling this, then I'm just going to go ahead and give it to you. So maybe that, to an extent, would be what, consensual?
Yeah, whatever that means.
Yeah, I still don't understand.
It's just like a double negative. It's crazy. Like,
yeah, right. Like you're giving
in. It's like saying, yes, you're allowed to know.
Right.
Right.
But
that's
they're still
going to
take
you that time.
Like, the more you say no, it's just like they think that, okay, well, we're together anyway.
I'm going to wear her down. And like you said, it went on from the night to the morning. Right. Like, okay, then it's like, all right, go ahead.
So at what point then?
And like, why do you even want that? Who wants to go? Just go ahead. Go ahead. Get it. Go. Okay. What the fuck?
You know what? Another variable that I think about, Greg, another variable, the more and more I think about it, is the mental capacity of the male in this situation as well. Because I know, for example, if I was out here right now in the streets doing, and I was single, like, I wouldn't have the patience for this bullshit. I'd be like, you know? Okay, I'm out. Like I don't have the mental fortitude to be sitting around playing games. Once it's up, Either we're getting it on or I'm getting gone. Like, I'm going to go home and go to sleep, or I'm going to do what I do, what I've been doing since I was 13 years old. I know how to get rid of this. You know what I mean? I know how to get this nut off. Like, I don't, but I can also understand being aggressive in my younger, you know, like, it was like, you know, I would put that time in kissing and, you know, and doing all that, you know, and the next morning or whatever. I remember being in a car one night with a young lady literally falling asleep next to her, trying so hard to get the bun. Like, I mean, we should damn near fell asleep in a car together. My hand fell asleep in her pants. Like, come on, what are we doing here? Like, am I making soup or are we getting this in? You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to figure this out. And, you know, it is a very gray area.
It is. But also, I think you should consider is that being your daughter or your niece or your sister. Would you want to sit there and pressure her all night to, you know, like, would you want her to be pressured all night by some dude? To give in.
Some men don't think,
you know,
that.
Like,
they don't think
about
their
that.
Sister
like,
or their
if
daughter.
This is
they
my
don't.
Daughter or my niece or my little sister, big sister, whatever. Like, but I want her to feel this type of pressure, just to finally succumb 8 hours later in spreading her legs. Something she doesn't really want to do, but because I want it so bad, my ego is driven so crazy that I have to feel like I'm conquering this woman. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I had a situation with my daughter. She has a boyfriend, and she never kissed a boy before, and she always would kiss him on the cheek. And then one day he asked her, can I get a kiss on the lips? And she was like, no, I don't want to do that. And he tricked her and kissed her on the lips. And then when that happened to her, she came and said, Daddy, he kissed me on the lips. I'm like, okay, how did you feel about that? She said, I felt bad that he did that, and he took something from me that I didn't want to give to him. I'm like, okay.
Yep.
That's good. So you got to think about that when it's time for you to have sex for the first time or sex with a man. If you don't want to do it, he's going to keep on pressuring because that's how we think. We want to keep on doing it until you say yes because we think that you really want it.
Right.
Let's just flip the whole situation around. Like, if I don't want to have sex with my lady and I'm tired, I'm beat, and I'm dead exhausted, then all of a sudden I wake up and she's on top of me. I'm not pushing her off. I'm like, okay, let's get it on, even though I didn't want to do it. So that's our mentality, is that if we say no and then you change our mind, we think we could do the same thing with you. Now, you know, we're talking about different things in this arena right here. We're not even talking about first time having sex with a woman anymore. We're talking about within a relationship with a woman, and she wants not to have sex with us. What do we do? How do we handle it? A lot of times men look at – go ahead, Marty.
Just to piggyback on what you're saying, I'm going to give the floor right back to you. You're also speaking about, like you said, I didn't think about it either, but yes, how men feel, you know? Like, you know, how men feel because of the culture that we live in, you know? All right, keep going, brother. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so how do we handle that? You know, this is how we think. A lot of times men think sex – is how we can actually portray how much we are into you, how much we want you, how much we want to be into you. And women don't think that way.
Yeah, there are other ways.
Right.
I'm completely with you. That's why me and Amadi, like, I don't know how that is actually supposed to be interpreted. When you guys say, you know, no means no, not necessarily. Because sometimes a woman will say no and keep on going in. Like Amadi said, he fell asleep with her hands in the girl's pants. How did it get there? Why didn't she push
it
back?
Okay, so maybe she just
why
wanted
did she allow
a hand
that
in her pants.
Happen?
Who's to say she wants to go all the way and have sex?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
So, you know, some people may want a little petting, a little making out, a little oop-oop. All right, but I don't want to fuck.
Oh, come on, grow up.
All
right. That
should be okay.
Out.
So let me go back.
Just because I'm grown,
I
gotta get tapped on my head and spread my
legs. Yeah, you gotta get all of it. You gotta
get
all of it.
I don't.
Let me go back to my daughter.
I want a little cuddle.
And what I
cuddles like
what
cuddles
I told her.
Too.
What's cuddling? What's cuddling, Peggy?
Cuddling, spooning. I like to spoon, so
okay.
I just want to spoon
whatever.
And keep the pushing. I don't have to.
I'm with that, but shouldn't that be told? Not this,
well,
no,
it could
to
be
say,
told.
Hey, baby, I don't want to do this.
The thought, the assumption is made since we've gone this far, then home base it goes. Like, no, we're going to stop at third and chill on the home. and that should be all right.
Yeah, I need to know that up front, because those are your
players. But that can be discussed and explained. But then the assumption is made that, okay, we're here, so let's go all the way.
If you had told me that on the phone, I would not be coming over to your house if that's what I want.
I'm not coming over.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
I'm not coming at all.
Dinner, none of that.
No, I'm dead serious.
The guy's going to try.
Serious.
Like, okay,
you,
maybe
adamant.
I bring some wine. She like wine. All right.
Yeah.
So let me give her this wine, and maybe she get a little loose. Like, no, black man, I said no. It wasn't going down. So I shouldn't be in a situation where I'm pressured and I'm tugged on and pulled on and all that. No.
Yo, this is crazy. This is crazy, Greg. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you why.
How's it crazy?
Because I've been in these situations where the ladies, you know, literally been like, "Yo, you should have tried harder, or you should have done this, and you should have done that."
No.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
and I'm
not
just
a
like,
lady.
I'm
that's
old.
A girl. I'm very clear what I want to do. Like, if I want to do it, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna play.
Slow down.
Okay.
We got 40-year-old women acting like little girls, so I don't know how we can tell the difference.
I'm speaking for myself. That's what I'm saying. And just be cool. Maybe we'll try tomorrow. We'll see how things are going tomorrow. I don't know. But I would take the
But tonight is not good.
Slide. Right. You always got tomorrow? Right? Well, not always,
but
try tomorrow.
That's tough.
Work on that.
It's tough. I'm just saying, it's tough for me. I understand what you're saying to me, but
and I understand
because
I know,
you know, men.
Can you, as a man, can you distinguish a playful no from a aggressive no?
Yes.
So you know when she for real.
Like
for
I don't.
Real.
I don't know.
No.
Honestly, as a man, I don't want to have sex with a woman that is laying there.
Right.
That would be Hamadi.
I really wonder what conversation we'd be having right now if this was the 30-year-old me. Because this conversation would be totally different. There's a couple of variables like you mentioned. You know, I have daughters. So, yeah, my perspective on these things has changed. I'm not even gonna lie. Has definitely changed. And especially raising a young man. You know, this is gonna sound conceited, but I've never had to pressure a chick. I just never have. And maybe I'm too confident or cocky to say that I'm gonna press somebody to, like, as soon as a woman, maybe, and also maybe it was because of how my parents raised me. Like, you know, my parents are married forever, so like I didn't even have sex until I was like 17, where it was like, you know, I felt like I needed to be, at least be with a girl to have sex. I couldn't just have random sex. Like, that was, to me, that was like, wow, you know?
Aww.
Like,
where's,
yeah, but
where's
that changed.
At?
Relax. Yeah, that relaxed. That changed. That changed quick. I was brought up around a bunch of savages. That changed very quick.
I don't know who you're talking about. Don't say my name. I wasn't a savage.
I don't say names, bro. I was raised differently. So, anyway. If people incriminate themselves, I can't help it. Don't be part of the Central Park Five, bro.
Right.
Listen, man. More importantly, though, like, seriously, like, I didn't have to. I see the stories. I hear the horror stories. I pay attention to social media. I watch the news. You know, and I have friends that have told me horror stories. I have a friend, you know, that lost her virginity. She was raped. She went to somebody's room and she thought they were just gonna chill. And you know, he pressured her, and then took it. And then he didn't know that was the first time. And she had said no. And I'm saying, like, real shit. Now, you know, like, she lives with that scar to this day. Like, I understand. But, like, I've just never, for me personally, I've just never been that person. And, you know, as I go back and, this whole show, I've been scanning the multiple memories I have of, like, situations where the ones that I remember, you know what I'm saying, like, where I might have been in a situation like that. And to be honest with you, I don't think I've ever been. I mean, I've tried to wear them down, like literally with the kissing and hugging and all that, but to the point where you're physically forceful or like trying to zip somebody's pants down or pull some, if I have to do that, nah, then we're doing way too much. You should want to do that.
Right.
You should willingly want to do that.
Right.
Once you start taking down your pants, then you know that this is a given, you know
it's
what I mean?
Go.
Now you start rubbing my hands together and getting everything all ready, you know what I mean? But
hold on, Marty. Odette is agreeing with you, but she's basically saying we stop it at third base. See, that's where the confusion is coming in.
Odette, he's talking to you. He's not talking to me.
I didn't hear him.
He said you want to stop at third base, but you're agreeing with me.
If that's clear, so
if you start taking your pants down,
yeah,
and then you say no,
that's
kind of a mistake.
Right, I didn't say taking my pants down.
But maybe this won't be rushed on.
Taking out pants.
Before you were talking about, we're going to third base. We're cuddling. But I don't want to do anything else. So third base, I thought third base is everything was off and everything is about to get popping, but we're not going home.
I thought a home run was everything's off. I'm sorry, our bases are different. So maybe that's where we're not clear.
See, I feel like we're 12 right now. Can we talk like adults?
Yeah, I think we got to get
third base.
What are you talking about?
What?
She's the one that brought it up.
You know exactly what
I
meant when I said it.
No, I don't. That's why we're having a discussion. And that's why
exactly.
Okay, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. That doesn't automatically mean that you get the bun.
If you're taking your pants off, what are we doing here then?
I didn't say taking my pants off. I'm not going to have my pants off. And they'd be surprised if he thinks he's going to get it. I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to let it go that way.
But you're going to take your pants off.
I said I'm not taking my pants off.
All right. I'm confused. I'm just making sure you're taking your pants off.
Oh,
they're lounging in their PJs, cuddling.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird for me because men, like I said, we've been rejected all of our lives, and so that our lives is about talking, convincing, to make sure that you are on board with us. So now, if you're giving us this mixed signals about yes, no, we don't know what to do.
I'm clearly not going to give you no mixed signals. If I aggressively tell you no, I mean no. But if I playfully tell you no, oh, stop, and I'm still coming on to you, then I want it. But if I'm aggressive about it and I don't want it, then I don't want it. Leave me alone. Let me be.
No means no.
I get that. If it gets to a hard no. But if it's a playful no.
Yeah, exactly. If it's a playful no, then proceed. But if it's a hard no, don't proceed. But
how do you determine if it's a playful or a hard no?
That's what I just said. Thanks. But yeah.
What'd you say about that? I'm sorry.
How do you discern between a playful no and a hard no? Like, who is up to make that judgment? It's the guy, like, oh, well, I just thought she was playing. That'll always be the case. That's why I say just no, just stop.
My hard no,
Red
I'm running
no.
away from you, so.
You're like, oh, she was playing. She was just playing
no,
hard.
My hard no, yeah.
She's aggressive. Right. No, yeah, that's why you don't give mixed signals. Be very clear on your intentions and what you want to do. And
true,
try to get yourself out of situations that can lead you into that whole gray area of playing and not playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
like
to
said,
play when it comes to my cookies.
Yeah, I'm with you. But we're talking about the extreme here. Now we're talking about, let's pull it back a little bit. When a woman says, you know, you guys are always ready to go at it. We are not. We need to be warmed up a little bit. But you
not
might
say
you're not in the mood.
Wait, what?
Can I finish, ladies? Because obviously, y'all are like V12 engines. I guess you're ready all the time. I guess. I don't know. But what I'm saying
I
to
could
you
be.
That
depends on the moment. Depends on the person.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Men are fighter jets. We're ready to go. Just tell us where to go to bomb. We're going to bomb. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do it. We women, you know, you have to start the engine in the cold winter, let it warm up a little bit, then you could drive the car. So with that being said, you might not be in the mood in the beginning, then you might be in the mood after we do certain things to get you into the mood. But at first, you're not into it. So what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to not just do anything with you?
Hmm. Well, first,
I mean,
women tend to need more than just a physical rev up.
I'm with you on that.
Well.
I'm not talking about physical. I'm just talking about everything to get you into the mood. Because at first, you could have came home from work, long day, stressed out, don't want to deal with anything.
Do?
Now you got to deal with the kids. Then all of a sudden.
So what you going to do,
like,
Greg?
Right. And then I'm doing things to make you get into the mood. Then all of a sudden.
Like what?
We're doing it. Then afterwards, relax. Afterwards, you like, ah, Dad, this is consensual rape. I don't feel like, you know, I should have done this. But. I don't think that way. I think that I did everything that needed to be done to turn you on. So how
do you
explain
everything,
that?
If you did everything to turn me on and I got turned on and I participated, that's me wanting to participate.
Hey,
yo,
what's the
weirdest thing? Never mind.
No, hold on, I want to say here,
Marty. Don't take it away yet, because you're taking them off the hook.
You're taking them off the hook, Marty. You're right, go ahead, let's stay focused.
I want to understand this. Ladies, because someone said, I'm not sure which one of you ladies said it, but one of y'all said, hey, if a guy does this and I'm just laying there, then afterwards I regret it, I'm mad, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay.
And I didn't want to do it in the first place.
That was me. I said that.
Anitris, you said that.
Yeah, I said that.
I'm with you. Okay, let me finish.
Yeah,
let me finish,
like,
my thought.
Okay, go ahead.
So if a guy comes in and you didn't want to do it, and then I'm doing all these things to make you try to get in the mood, and afterwards you said, okay, I give in and I have sex, and we have great sex, and you all in it. But at the end of it, you're like, damn, I didn't really want to do that. He convinced me to do it. He forced me to do that. Did he force you, or did he try to get you in the mood, or he turned you on? But in the beginning, you didn't want to get in the mood in the first place.
For me personally, in my situation, I was not in the mood. He did nothing to get me in the mood. He just continued to just, yeah. So it's just like when you aren't in the mood and you tell somebody, no, look, I'm not in the mood, but yet they still are persistent about trying to get some, it's like you just like, you know what, if I just give in, he's going to leave me alone, and then I can go on about whatever it is I'm doing. And then, but after it's done, it's just like, ugh.
Okay,
I'm with that.
Can you imagine if you said no to your girl, I'm not having sex, no, I'm good. What? Bro, do you know the job? Oh, my God.
You have to understand how that person's day went. If I'm taking care of the kids all day, I'm doing shopping, I'm cleaning. At the end of the day, I'm tired.
So, Greg, can you imagine if I said no to your chick? Like, nah. She'd be like, yo, who you fucking with? Who you sleeping with? Let me see my dick.
That's an immature person. That's not a woman. That's an immature person.
So you'd be all right if a dude was just like, nah, not tonight, baby, I'm good. You wouldn't feel some type of way? You wouldn't call your girlfriend and have a, girl, let me tell you what happened last night. I can't believe this dude said no to me. I think he's cheating, girl.
I'm going to sit right there and try to turn him on.
And y'all don't say
no.
I think we're talking about two different levels now. We're passing.
Right.
There are men in their 20s. There is women in their 20s. We're talking, I guess we're having our conversation about 40-year-old people. I'm not trying to have that conversation. I'm just talking about the concept of consensual rape.
Mm-hmm.
It could be from a 20-year-old person having sex with another 20-year-old person. So what Amari's bringing up is a valid point. If he's in his 20s, because he's been saying this all throughout his conversation, when he was younger, there's this stuff that happened to him. So in his 20s or in my 20s or in your 20s, lady, and this happens, what do we do? How do we handle that? If Marty said, hey, I'm not going to have sex with you right now, I'm tired. Obviously,
yeah, but in his
20s,
he's not tired. He just came from boning another girl. So, like,
exactly.
Come on. 20-year-old
20s are different.
I've been working so hard. Baby, I'm tired. No, you just came from Becky's house, so you're dried up. That's what that means.
No, she's not Becky. She's Shaquanda. She's Shaquanda.
Shaquanda,
probably.
Whoever.
Yeah.
At the same damn time.
Yeah.
So yeah, but as for a 20-year-old woman, just be clear in what your
intentions
you want.
Are.
Right. With the yes and the no and the back and the forth, be clear. Be clear on the vibe.
We're telling you, you got two men telling you this, that they're not clear. And
but you're saying you're hearing a yes and a no, though. But you're saying you're unclear because you're hearing both sides. So what I'm saying is stick to one side. Stick to it.
Are you telling us that or are you telling women?
No, I'm telling women. I said for 20-year-old women.
Okay.
Be clear in what you want. Like, very clear. And it's okay. I don't want to. No. And don't be pressured.
You know, this is a
pressure
major
sex ain't
problem.
Good.
This is a what major problem in college. Not for me,
I
but
can imagine.
Once a semester, someone will claim they've been raped. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it is because, I wouldn't say a lot of it, but some of it is because a woman is indecisive. She will say yes, no. She don't want to get a bad reputation. She don't want this and that, but she really wants to do. So,
I think it's maybe the boys being unclear on a woman being able to say no at any point in the situation. Like,
she said yes.
But we are permitted to say no. I don't care if your penis is out and I'm butt naked. I can still stop it. It can still say no. Doesn't mean that you have to have it. You're owed it. And you can take it.
See, now we're talking about this plain rape. Now we're talking about plain
rape.
I don't think we're talking about that. We're not talking about that, Odette. We're talking about
eventually
you giving in. We're having sex. It could be great sex for both of us. But at the end of the day, you say, you know what?
Right, but if he understood that no was no in the beginning, she wouldn't be pressured.
You heard me, Greg?
I'm listening.
So is there a line between consensual rape and regret?
Mm-hmm.
So if a woman
you
feels like
me that question,
I'm putting that out there for our whole panel,
yeah,
for us,
mm-hmm.
for us to discuss.
Yeah.
You know, like, what if Shorty feels like, you know, damn, I shouldn't have ordered the sex was whack. Now she's like, damn, I can't believe it.
Okay, then you
I
can't say, right. You can't go back, right. You're just
and
disappointed.
Say, damn, I just caught a body.
It's not consensual
rape. I just
caught
a body for that. Like, come on.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yes.
Ladies, don't think that we don't do the same thing. We have regret,
of course.
Too. We have regret too. I've gone places and done things and been like, I can't believe I just did that. I would have been better flushing that down the toilet, like for real.
Oh, damn.
Put it in a napkin.
I'm just being honest. Listen, you're gonna get honest.
Right?
There's a lot of people out here there's a lot of men out here that are thirsty for it. I get it, but I mean, I'd much rather. I mean, think about it. After your mood after you've released. Everything changes. It ain't even that important
anymore.
You're all
good.
It ain't even that serious.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Yeah. We can be great friends after that, but we got to get through that initial release, Shorty. So let's make a decision. You know, I think it all goes back to communication. Men and women have to be better at communicating with each other. This day and age with social media and with technology, we really need to take more time to communicate clearer and precise with each other. It's so important. Communication, I can't speak on it enough.
It's true. The difficult part about this topic, though,
is that there is real consequences that go along with it. And real consequences, not just in terms of obviously, you know, feelings, but and actions, but ramifications legally, you know what I'm saying?
Accusations for a lifetime,
penalties that go along with it, and even if you're incarcerated, there's even more penalties that, you know, keep going. Because, you know, imagine if you're somebody that is in jail for rape, it gets a little, you know, crazy from what I understand, you know, because you got the CEOs, and a lot of people don't even understand that part of it. So that's a whole other topic for another show. Actually, we won't even be talking about that because that has to do with jail and prison, and we don't really cover relationships in jail and prison, so we won't be touching any of it.
Well, there are some relationships we can cover.
We won't be talking about relationships in prison, okay? I'm telling you that now.
No, we're not talking about that. You brought up something interesting. I want to ask Demetrius, what kind of problems came into your mind or your psyche when this happened? How did it affect you?
Say that again.
Yeah, we got an echo. I'm going to get echoes. what happened to you when this happened? You know, did it affect you mentally? Did you stay with the guy? Was you fearful for your life? You know, what happened to you? Because I think when guys do, I don't know any guy that is to that extreme, but when guys do pressure women, you know, we don't understand the ramifications of what's happening to the woman. So I'm asking you, since you said this happened to you, you know, what does this do to you?
It messes with me a little bit. Well, I shouldn't say a little bit, but it messes with me a lot because I was with this person and we're no longer together.
Mm-hmm.
And so for him to even attempt to try something like this, it's fucked up, because it shows for me you have no respect for me. You're not listening to me. What I say is not okay. What my word is, it means nothing. My no's mean nothing to you. So I've known for a long time that they've meant my no's have meant nothing to you. But to this very present day, we're not together, and my no's still don't mean nothing to you.
Right.
So it's like you feel as if you can do whatever you want to me, even though we're not together.
Right.
It's like, so what type of respect do you have for me? None.
And I think that's the point that we need to drive home, because men don't understand that side of it. You know, we're just pressuring you because we want to get our rocks off and trying to have sex, whatever. But on the flip side of it, what are we doing to our partner? You know, what are we doing to our psyche if we do break up, or when we do break up? What happens to that woman in her next relationship? You know, how is she going to treat her children, her boy children? You know, things
like
that. I don't think we think about that at all. Right.
It was like, I don't want them to ever be in a situation. You know, I never want them to be in a situation like that. When a girl says no, she means no.
Right. I get that. That's the part I do get. The confusing part is the other things you've been talking about all show. But, and I do agree this will affect me if someone did this to my daughter. And I could probably just say the same thing for Amadi if somebody did that to his daughters. It would be devastating to each and every one of us. And we'd probably try to go and handle it the best way we can and probably be in jail the next day. But we don't understand. And I think that's what we need to, you know, you're probably teaching your children, your sons this, but we need to be able to be more proactive in teaching our young men how to treat women when they do say that. Even if we don't pull down their pants, even if we don't take off their shirt, we keep on constantly pressuring them, you know, what does that do to them mentally? And if a guy doesn't listen to them, what does that do to them? Okay, that makes sense. Makes sense, complete sense. Amadi, you agree with me or no?
I agree with you to an extent, you know. I mean, you bring up some valid points. I mean, but we've also hit some valid points throughout the show. And I think that it all goes back to, you know, the communication part of it. And what we need to be doing as a society is better communicating with each other. I think that's very important.
Yeah. How about you, Odetta?
Yes, I was just thinking about the after effects. Like, even if you're not in a relationship, you're not married, just that one girl, she's going to walk away feeling some kind of way. And she's going to carry that, I'm sure, for a lifetime. And it happens multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in situations where you're like, oh, shit. Like, is he really, you know, like, is he going to stop? And that's terrifying, you know, as a woman, as a young girl. And it's something that I'll never shake those feelings. So just be conscious of what you're doing.
Yeah, because you know what? You know what the funny thing about what you're saying to me, Odetta? Is that it's crazy, but guys like freaky, freaky, freaky women. And I know a lot of freaky women that been abused or had some kind of assault to them, and that's the reason why they really freaky. But we don't realize that at all. We don't understand.
Gee, that's a personal opinion, bro. Greg, that's a personal opinion. Not all guys like freaky.
You don't like freaky?
I'm like,
I don't know anything.
Wait, I think some females who have been sexually assaulted when they were younger go through a lot of men, so to speak.
What?
They're very promiscuous, as opposed to someone who wasn't sexually assaulted at a younger age, where they just, not now, I'm not ready, whatever, whatever, whatever. They don't have as many bodies as somebody who has been assaulted, sexually assaulted.
But with that fact, you know, the guys that do want, okay, Amani, you might be right. Most guys, all guys don't want freaky women, okay. But the guys that do, and they see this, they don't understand the trauma that actually built that woman up. And they just say, okay, we just going to let her down.
Continue marrying her. Right.
Right. And that is another issue for another show, but that just came to my mind when that came about. But before we leave out of here, because we got a couple minutes left, Anitris, I'd like you to tell us where we can find your books and, you know, anything else that you have out there that you want to share with our audience.
Okay, well, the erotic fiction, it's called Dream Teeny. You can find that on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com. My poetry books, Simply Me and Pieces of Me, you can find that on Amazon. All three books are actually available on Kindle as well.
Cool.
Dream Teeny, you need to get that because I have a follow-up to that book that's coming out. And I also have another book coming out. It's my Ode to Zane Sex Chronicles.
Uh-oh.
And with this, I'm just using one character, and we're going through all of her sexual experiences.
Oh, wow.
And when I go through the sexual experience, or whenever I write about sex, I let your imagination run wild. I give it to you.
So is this like an autobiography type of thing, or?
Personal account?
If you know me, you might know. No, it's not.
So I think my childhood now is ruined because now this is my camp counselor that I'm listening to.
Oh, now it's
like
ruined.
Yeah, my childhood is now officially ruined. I think I'm going to need some type of treatment moving forward.
You know, I'm available for therapy, you know. If you want to go to therapy, we can go to therapy.
Oh, my
work
God.
On our,
yeah,
work
therapy.
On our
work
camp counselor relationship.
Camp counselor.
I don't know about Amani. I need therapy.
She does need
therapy.
What kind
of therapy?
No, easy. It's private sessions. But anyhow. Yeah.
Oh, and you can find some of my poems on Instagram at Dowdy Writes.
Yeah, everybody give your Instagrams. Cheap plugs.
What?
My Instagram is at Dowdy Writes.
Sweet.
Mine is at Hamadi Martin. That's HamadiMartin. Hamadi Martin.
I don't know mine.
You don't know your
yours is
Ms. Oli.
Ms. Oli.
Ms. Lee.
Yes, me. Yes.
Ms.
Oli. Yes. MZOLEE. That's me. And
any final thoughts, guys?
That's one of my top people I go to. I just send my little messages to that person.
I'm sorry. Would you say on the top?
Thank you, Sugar.
I'm on the top.
Well, Anitris, thanks for
How
coming on
me?
The show. We really
Thank
appreciate
you
coming
me.
In
Thank
with
you
your guys.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Thank
you
for having me.
After those conference calls, they were a little crazy.
I don't know.
So,
you keep saying thanks for having
it.
Me. It's interesting.
What'd you say, Hamadi?
What?
Wait.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.